Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. I was surprised with this announcement about the new host of Jeopardy. Were you, Dean? And is it official yet?
Very much so. It's not official, but it is said that this guy, who was a producer on the show, and it had some game show history, but not one of the celebrity guest hosts. His name is Mike Richards, no relation. It's said to be in advanced negotiations right now with the show, but it is not a done deal. But everybody says that they believe that it's going to happen. He was host of a show called Beauty and the Geek on the CW in 2006. He worked on The Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And they're saying that the producers of the show are just really impressed with his style and his knowledge, and they're saying that he's the guy.
Well, he doesn't have, I mean, he certainly knows how the show works, but doesn't have much name recognition,
no,
does he?
No,
not. But he will in a hurry.
Not a bit, but I'm happy to see any Richards advancing in the game show industry.
You're checking 23andMe to see
That's
if
right.
you're related, right?
That's right.
How did Rihanna become a billionaire exactly?
Yeah, well, it's not because of her music so much. Not that there's anything wrong with her music, but what really put her over the top to officially become a billionaire, according to Forbes magazine, are her makeup and clothing line. She launched a line called Fenty Beauty, which is a makeup line for women of color, but she also launched a lingerie line and a fashion line, and Forbes says it's because of those three things that her numbers, her wealth went up. That accounts for her becoming a millionaire. Now, you know, previously on this list, Beyonce had been the wealthiest female musician in the world. Madonna, Taylor Swift, Celine Dion, Rihanna overtakes all of them now with an estimated fortune of $1.7 billion. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of eyeliner.
Man, oh man, that is amazing. So do we know exactly what the deal is with Charlie Watts' health?
We do not. We only know that he had a medical procedure recently. He issued a statement saying that he is going to take a pass on doing any touring. The Stones are about to pick up on the tour that they postponed when the pandemic started. But Charlie Watts is not going to be part of the stadium tour that's going to be going around the country. Said that he has an unspecified medical procedure. The doctors want him to take a break for a little while before he, you know, goes back on the road or does anything. So he said, for a change, my timing is a little off right now. And he's decided to take a break. So Steve Jordan, who plays with Keith Richards when Keith Richards does solo project, is going to take over on drums until the 80-year-old Charlie Watts is back up and feeling good enough to be back behind the drums again.
Until, do you think he will return to the Stones?
I don't know. I don't know what his medical condition is. Hmm. So, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, the doctors are saying they want him to take a break for a little while, so I guess that's good, you know, that they're painting an optimistic picture that way, saying we'd like you to rest for a little while. And another story regarding these bands that are going out on tour, the band called Offspring apparently fired their drummer because the drummer would not get a COVID-19 vaccine. The group is about to go on the road. They're going to be in very close proximity to each other during the tour, on stage, backstage, tour buses. And, you know, they all agreed that they would get a COVID-19 vaccine. But Peter Parada says that his doctor advised him not to get a shot because of a medical condition that he has. So he said, I'm not going to get the shot. The band said, you know, if you're not going to get a shot, can't do the tour because we're going to be in close proximity. So they parted ways. They are saying that there are no negative feelings toward anyone right now. It's just one of those things that had to be.
Back to the Stones for a second. Is there any chance they would add Chicago? Because right now we're not on the tour, are we?
No. I have been inquiring about that ever since I was insulted that we were not part of the tour.
You took it personally?
I took it personally. I thought it was me. I thought for some reason I had done something, that, and that's the reason why they didn't want to come here. But this is just a resumption of the tour that got canceled, and we had been on the tour schedule the year before that, and so we were not on this schedule that you know is now being resumed. So they're pretty packed on this tour, so I don't see them adding. They added a few dates toward the end of the tour. Chicago was not one of them, so I think they're trying to hit cities where they haven't been for a while, even though now with the pandemic, it's been, you know, almost 3 years since they've been here.
And, Dean, what is the story about this Men's Health magazine cover?
Well, the actor Christopher Maloney is featured on the cover of the magazine. Very popular actor. He was on TV dramas like Oz and Law and Order, among many others. But he's got a new Law and Order spinoff show that he's in now called Organized Crime. So, you know, they're doing some publicity, and one of the things that he was asked to do was a spread, an article for Men's Health magazine, and it turned out literally to be a spread, as he is featured on the cover of the magazine without anything on. He is strategically covered, but, you know, 60 years old and in phenomenal shape. There's one picture in the article in which he's doing the splits, which is, you know, I always, you know, when I see somebody do that, I'm in admiration, and at the same time, I'm going, ouch.
Yeah.
at the same time. But he said it's been very interesting since this came out that people are very interested in him now, and in particular with his glutamus maximus. He put it another way, with his butt. He said somebody, fans have been coming up to him and wanting, in particular, asking if they could take a picture of his buttocks. So
you would think that these days this would not be a big deal with the internet and everything, but I guess it is.
I who walks up to somebody and says, can I take a picture of your butt? apparently it's happening to him. So, hey, way to go. Way to go, I guess.
Yeah, it brings to mind the old Burt Reynolds Cosmopolitan. Was that magazine that he posed for?
Sure.
Miley Cyrus was just here for Lollapalooza, and she's doing some nice things now, isn't she?
She is, yeah. She is among the artists stepping up to help the rapper called DaBaby. Almost exclusively, everyone has been very critical of him. He said some terrible things about people who have HIV and AIDS and people who are gay. Really hateful and outrageous things, for which he did one of those, you know, if you were offended, I'm sorry, you know, kind of apologies, kind of half-hearted apologies. So, you know, most people have condemned his comments. It's been dropped from lots of music festivals, and Lollapalooza was one of them, but there are probably six or eight of them now that dropped his appearances because of those comments. Miley Cyrus stepped up and said that she would like to meet with him, to talk with him and offer some forgiveness and compassion and make this a learning opportunity instead of just criticizing the guy, which I think is pretty nice. And 11 HIV/AIDS organizations around America, mostly organizations dealing with the HIV and AIDS issues in African-American communities, have issued an open letter offering to meet with him as well, to talk with him and educate him to the facts, saying that he can be a powerful, influential voice in the black community where they need it most, to learn the facts and to use a platform that can save people's lives. So people are trying to turn this into something positive.
And finally, maybe a reason to go to Las Vegas, maybe a reason to stay out of the town. I don't know. It's an interesting show, though, isn't it?
Yeah, from what I've seen going on in Las Vegas, this is it's really just par for the course. this is not like anything groundbreaking, really. It's a musical there that's called Naked Guys Singing. And, the title of the show pretty much says it all. It's a bunch of guys who are completely naked, who sing and dance. And the show is going to open in September in Vegas. And joining the cast is Aaron Carter, who is a pretty popular singer. He's the brother of Backstreet Boy Nick Carter. He's always been, kind of a firecracker. No matter what he does, there's always some controversy around it. So now he says that he wants to be part of the show. And so there you go. Aaron Carter. Let me get my Carters correct. Not Nick Carter, not Jimmy Carter. Singer Aaron Carter, Naked Boys Singing.
Yeah, a show not hosted by Dean, we hope.
No, I will not. I will not be part of my Naked Boy days are long since over.
Talk to you tomorrow. See you then. Thank you.